What are your dreams? To travel, a college education for your children, and you to be my guest. It's time for the Lehigh Valley's newest talk variety show, Be My Guest, with news, interviews, and your views, all about life in America's Little Apple, the Lehigh Valley. Now, be my guest.
Well, hi there, good evening, and welcome to Be My Guest. We'll be with you from now until 7 o'clock. We'll ask you to hold up on your telephone calls for the time being. We'll take calls a bit later on the program. We've got a special program for you tonight, and we're going to take you back in time. We're going to be talking about life on the canal. The inland waterway system of this part of Pennsylvania was very important to back in the early 1800s and up into the 30s here in the Lehigh Valley area. And, of course, we'll be learning a little bit about just how important the inland waterway system was around here. We'll also be talking directly with a man who used to drive canal boats on the Lehigh Canal years ago. We'll be sharing with you some canal songs. We'll be talking about a whole lot of things, including the Canal Festival that's coming up this weekend here in Easton. Our guest on the program tonight, Lance Metz, the program director for the Hugh Moore Canal Museum, and a canal boatman, Howard Swope. We hope to have Leon Greer, another boatman, with us before the program ends this evening. And Lance, we'll start out, first of all, with you and find out a little bit about the program coming up for this weekend. I'd like to, just before we get into that, you'll have to put that mic down just a little bit there. You have it up a little bit high. But I just might remind our listening audience, we have some severe thunderstorm activity in the Lehigh Valley area right now. We may have the possibility of going on and off the air, and we just ask your indulgence to stay with us during this time period. Lance, what's coming up this weekend down at the Canal Museum?
We're having our third annual Lehigh River Canal Festival. The festival we held the Glendon area at Hugh Moore Park, which is the area where the canal boat ride occurs. It's a very special event this year because it's dedicated to the boatmen. We are very unique here in the Lehigh Valley and adjacent Bucks County in that we have the last living towpath canal boatman in the United States.
How many are there?
I estimate it's 25. I've contacted about 15, and I have commitments for 11 to come to the festival.
That's great. Sounds like it's going to be fun. When does it kick off?
Kick off at 12:30 and it runs until 6. It features a lot of different things. We have over 60 craft people who will be demonstrating and selling. We have 7 performing bluegrass and folk groups, courtesy of Godfrey Daniels Coffee House, and Bethlehem. We booked them for Godfrey Daniels, and Dave Fry will be the engineering and helping set that up. The canal boat ride will be functioning. We have a very special MC, of course, Walter Gibson, who was better known as the Shadow. And then at 3 o'clock, we will be honoring Mr. Swope and the other boatmen with a very special award ceremony.
Okay, we'll be back with Howard Swope in just a moment to find out what it was like living on the canal. Stay with us here on Be My Guest.
Hi-ho, here we go, way down the river to the Ohio. Hi-ho, going south, way down the river on the Lehigh Canal.
Cut your heating energy consumption by as much as 40% next winter with the Blue Ray Breakthrough from Kepler's. If you heat with water or forced air, let Kepler show you how Blue Ray boilers and furnaces make oil heat your Best Buy. Better than natural gas, electricity, or wood. Be an educated energy consumer. You can literally stop watching your few dollars go up in smoke with the Blue Ray Breakthrough. Find out how you can save as much as 40% at home heating costs. A factory trade representative is waiting for your call at Kepler's, page 31 in the White Pages. If you're like most Americans today, you make every nickel count. You watch your food bills, utilities, and gasoline prices. Well, get good buys also on tires for your car or camper today at Tony's Tire Service. You can buy good and tough tires by Kelly Springfield for domestic and foreign cars to give you miles of peace of mind driving. Save money on tires by Kelly Springfield now at Tony's Tire Service, Center and Green Street, Phillipsburg. Your quality dealer with terms to suit your budget.
We're on the program this evening talking about life on the canal. And with us is one of the boatmen, a gentleman who had served for a number of years on the Lehigh Canal, Howard Swope. Howard, nice to have you on the program with us. Let me just move my stand a little bit so I can see you. What was it like being a canal boatman? You must have a lot of fond memories.
Well, it was a great life.
Now, what exactly did you do?
Hauled coal on the canal boats.
Mm-hmm.
And drove the mules.
All right, now you started where, up in the Monk Shop area, and now Jim's...
No, we started at Lawry's.
Lawry's, all right, but my way. All right, and then you went from there, kind of trace the line for us.
Well, you went from Lawry's to Northampton, Northampton to Catasauqua, Allentown, Bethlehem, Freemansburg, mm-hmm. Easton, then on down the Delaware, you went to Roseville, and on into Bristol, Morrisville, Bristol.
Okay, now that emptied then, what, that brought you down into the Delaware River area?
Eastern Delaware area, yeah.
How did the canal system actually work? How does it function physically? How did it work physically?
Well, it worked out well.
I mean, you'd come down this narrow street of water, which was separated from the river. You come down a narrow street of water. What occurred? What was the purpose of the locks? What did the locks do?
Well, that was to get you from one level to the other level.
Okay, and they're what? They're about six or seven locks between Allentown and Easton? Somewhere in that number?
Well, I don't know from there, but there's eight double locks on the Delaware and 10 single locks. Mm-hmm. I didn't count them on the Lehigh.
How long did it take you then to get, I better, just explain for some of the people might not be familiar with Lawry's, if they know where the Lehigh Valley Mall is, Route 145, Lawry's is about a good maybe 6 or 7 miles north of Route 22, straight up the line there. How long did it take you to get from Lawry's down to Bristol?
Well, it took you 1 week to make a trip. Down and back.
And how do you come back? How do you come back upstream?
Empty.
Yeah, but how do you get the barge upstream?
The same as you went down.
You pulled the whole thing by the whole distance.
That's right.
You didn't actually go with the water flow at all.
No.
Uh-huh. And how many barges would you have on a canal at any given time?
Well, quite a few at one time.
What did they haul besides coal?
We only held coal when I loaded. That's all.
Okay, and that how long were you a boatman?
Well, I boated when I was 9 years old. I was 16.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lance was handing me a note here that says they are boats, not barges. Why is that? I always heard them referred to as barges.
Don't refer to Lehigh Canal boats, the Dulles Canal boats, as barges. It's a very bad misnomer. That came in because when they started running the ride at New Hope, after World War II, they started calling them barge ride, which is a misnomer. A barge like a garbage bag you have in New York Harbor. It can't be steered. It's just pulled or pushed by a powered boat. The call of boat captain, a barge captain, is really almost a service because a barge man gets along for the ride. He doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Boat captain has to steer the boat. He has to take care of the line. He has a job to do. That's why you call a barge today. They weren't barges. They were all boats. Even the lowliest work styles in the Lehigh Canal had to be steered.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's proper to call them boats. And now,
okay.
That takes a bug you a little bit, but they call the barge ride down there.
Well, so, okay, so that's an absolute no-no. Just as though I were to get on the one of the Holland American cruise ships and refer to it as boat. They don't care for that too much either. All right, well, that's going to present a little bit of a problem with a song we're going to be playing a little bit later on, though, which does refer to it as a barge. I hope you'll... Okay, so we'll refer to them as boats in that case. What is that? Are there any still around anymore in existence that have been preserved?
I don't want to talk about that for a second if I can. No. One time there were probably 10 or 12 pound canal boats in this country. The Lehigh Canal had functioning boats operating along to as late as 1941 in certain areas. They're running coal, that's where after dragers arrived, I can tell you that, because that was the last time anybody used mules ever to haul boats. But there were so many around from all the canals, nobody bothered to preserve one. I said, well, there's just hundreds, dozens here, dozens there. Why even bother? So what they did was, they simply allowed them all to go. The last ones I know of being intact were up at Bowmanstown. They were burned by construction crews, and they were doing 248 through Lehigh Gap. There are some in the quarry in Northampton. There are attempts being made right now to raise one up. The subject I really don't want to talk about too much because They haven't done it yet, and I wish them the best of luck. But as of this moment, there are not any extant canal boats in the United States of America. We have Conestoga wagons, we have biplanes, we have steam locomotives. There it is. It's gone. There's no more
stream. How many different canals? Was the canal the entire part of our heritage?
Damn it.
It's very possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're back on again. Once again. And last message here with us, he's the program director for the Emore Canal Museum, Howard Swope, a former canal boatman. And I'm not exactly sure, Lance, where we left off when we were blown off the air. There's one of our modern day innovations. We were talking about the, about the viability of Leon Valley as a result of the canal, and how many other areas of the country do we find canal systems such as we had here?
Nothing quite like this. This is an anthracite canal, and I've got to qualify this. Other areas of the country had canals which carried east-west traffic. The Chesapeake and Ohio carried bituminous coal, but the anthracite canals of Pennsylvania were unique because they are primarily industrial arteries. We've been born and raised with visions of the Erie Canal, east-west traffic, you know, moving the people out west. These canals didn't do it. That's the reason why they lasted as canals for so long. Because they were really the cause, this is something actually even greater. They made the American Industrial Revolution possible. And in fact, professor at Penn, Tom Hughes, who did a program with BBC called Nova, with the Iron Bridge, you may have seen it, he says point blank in the program, right in print, this was the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution in the United States of America, the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania. And as he refers to the iron industry, as he refers to a lot of other things, he might be right. As a professional historical point of view, there's a lot of evidence piling up that in that industry in particular, he's probably right.
You said part of some of the steel cables of the Brooklyn Bridge were made here.
Yeah, some of the wider range of the steel cables, you know, these little cables were, I should qualify that, some of them were almost, well, we bought a lot of wire from a place called Stewart and Rosenbaum, which is along Lehigh Canal, and the site where Hemore Park is right now. The atmosphere area, the oriented modern listener, it would be across the canal from the Kennedy Gardens apartment area. Stewart and Rosenbaum supply a lot of cables to Roebling, a lot of wires to Roebling. In fact, Roebling's oldest standing bridge, which is also a canal bridge, by the way, the Delaware Aqueduct, going across the Delaware River, Lackawacka, Pennsylvania, a lot of that wire is also Stewart and Rosenbaum wire from here in Easton. Again, it was a canal-related development.
Okay, we'll be back with our guests, and we'll be talking about Life on the Canal in just a moment. This portion of the program brought to you by Marty Winner and Son. We'll hear this from Marty Winner and be right back.
We need one man to make up a foursome.
Oh, sorry, Jim. I'd love to, but I gotta run down to Marty Winner and Son, you know, down on Northampton Street in Easton. I gotta get a part for my wife's vacuum cleaner.
Well, why go all the way down there? Go over to the shopping center. They have vacuum cleaner parts.
Are you kidding? I looked all over, and nobody has parts and accessories like Marty Winner and Son.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure. They have the largest supply of parts in this area of Pennsylvania and New Jersey. And you know, the staff is really helpful. Marty, Bob, and Sandy go out of their way to get you just what you need. If they don't have the parts, they'll get it for you. And you know, if they can't get it, it just is amazing.
Gee, that's great to know.
Yeah, plus, Marty Winner and Son carries all types of vacuum cleaners and accessories. And they even repair small appliances.
Better give me that address.
Sure. Marty Winner and Son, 1938 Northampton Street in Easton. You can't beat them.
Okay, we're on the program this evening with Lance Metz, the program director for the Hemore Canal Museum, and also with us is canal boatman Howard Swope. Howard, back in those early days when you were a canal boatman, what was life like on the boat? Because, you took off from point A down to point B, which could have been Bristol. You actually lived on that boat. You functioned. It was like a houseboat to you as well as a cargo vessel.
Well, it was just like home.
Now, what do you mean by just like home?
Well, you had everything you had at home to eat and everything, and you had a little 9 by 10 cabin to live in.
Mm. Now, how fast did these things go? Couldn't have been very fast. Mules are kind of...
No, they didn't go too fast. But you used to go from Merwinna to Yardley in one day. Mm-hmm. And you booted...
Was it relaxing, or was it... Because I know you did have a lot of things you had to do as far as, you know, steering and keeping...
Well, you had to steer, but if you had a good team of mules, you could relax all day long.
Because I know when I took the canal boat ride a couple of years ago, when they first opened up, it was just like a whole different world out there, even though you were just two blocks from civilization.
You booted from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night.
What did you do then? Just pull over to the side of the
canal? No, you stop where they had barns to put your mules in. Mm. You tied the boat up. You just carry mules, then you went to bed. The rest. But the next morning...
Okay, but this was not really a very spacious. You said 9 by 10 cabin. That's probably not even the size of the travel trailers that whole families use today when they go out camping. But those boats did have, they got a lot of innovative things, like pull-down beds and so
forth. Yeah, bunks, yeah.
Bunks.
Yeah.
There was stove in that also because you used to...
In the wintertime, in the fall, you put your stove down in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a table that used to fold up with a leg on one leg. That's where you eat off of.
People who haven't been to the Canal Museum, I might point out there is a replica of the interior of a cabin.
The canal boat cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Got a stove and everything in it.
Well, tell me your memories about, do you have any favorite canal boat songs you used to sing?
Well, I was too young to sing.
Well, there was a gentleman, he passed away last year, Teddy Sherman, and we're going to be hearing from him in a few minutes, and he has a canal boat song. This was quite popular, I guess, years ago, as you would, wherever there was a gathering of people along the banks of the canal, boatmen would come out with mouth organs or banjos or whatever they would play.
Yeah, old-fashioned accordion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the mules? Now, when you're running a boat, let's say you're running under full load, how many mules do you use?
Two.
Still just two?
Yeah.
Okay.
The same team all summer. And if you broke them in when they was 4 or 5 years old, they lived to be 40. You could use them. The team we have, we used to the boat and quit 1932.
Mm-hmm.
And we took them home on the farm, and old Dan, the leader, he died home on the farm. We had 25 acres home in Upper Blagetti, where I still live.
Mm-hmm. If you had the opportunity of going back and doing it all over again, would you do the same thing?
Oh, I would, yeah.
Why? Well, what made it so fascinating?
Well, you was outdoors in the fresh air. And I just liked it, that's all. I liked it.
Did you manage to make any special friends in the various communities along the...
Oh, at all. They was all friends, everybody. They'd help everybody, but I wouldn't do that today, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll be back with Howard Swope and Lance Metz in just a few moments. Stay with us here on Be My Guest.
Hi-ho, here we go, way down the river to the Ohio. Hi-ho, going south, way down the river on the canal.
This is Dale Eden of Lafayette Trust Bank. If you already bank at Lafayette Trust, you know how easy we make it for you, the customer. We want to help you save time and money at Lafayette Trust, and that's why we offer extended drive-in window hours, lobby hours till 5 Monday through Thursday and till 6 on Friday. Lafayette Trust also offers Saturday banking from 9 to noon. As a special privilege to our regular customers, we are even open on the other holidays, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, and Election Day. So if you're not banking at Lafayette Trust, come in and see us. We'll be glad to tell you about our wide variety of customer services, from checking accounts and statement savings to telephone transfers and loans to those who qualify. These are just a few of the services you can expect from Lafayette Trust Bank, your local Eastern bank that makes it easy on you. Lafayette Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Mr. Businessman, if your air conditioning or refrigeration system breaks down, it's good to know it's protected by a Metz Mechanical Plan Service contract. Metz Plan Service is a systematic maintenance program designed to protect your financial investment, lower equipment operating costs, and avoid expensive breakdowns of your equipment before they happen.
under Met's planned service. Should an emergency situation arise, your equipment service needs will be their first concern. Call Met's Mechanical now at 253-9677 for complete details.
Unchain yourself, try the personal touch,
Chef IGA. Kempel's IGA and Nazareth brings you the personal touch, plus specials like these. Table right lean ground beef, $1.28 a pound for 3 pounds or more. Gallon Clorox, just 79 cents. And 24-ounce Crisco oil, a low 95 cents. It's people like you serving people like you at Kempel's IGA in Nazareth and Bath.
Our personal touch will make your day. Shop IGA.
Hi, this is Larry King inviting you to join us tonight for Mutual's All Night Live Coast to Coast Larry King Show. I'm on vacation. Your pinch-hit hostess is Diane Raymond of WFAA in Dallas. And Diane's special guest tonight is Craig Claiborne, the famed food editor of the New York Times. Join us with open phones tonight on this Mutual radio station.
My guest this evening, and we're talking canal boats and life on the canal, along with Howard Swope and Leon Dreher, who is also a canal boatman, has just joined us. And Leon, if you'd like to clip that microphone on, like Howard has his, we'll be able to talk with you. And again, we'll tell you there's some severe thunderstorm activity in the area, so we may have a few problems getting on and off the air tonight. Our guest on the program tomorrow night, most interesting, Bob Gila, is a copy editor for the New York Daily News. He recently returned from Northern Ireland. He'll be able to give us a first-hand account of exactly what is going on in that strike to our country. That's tomorrow night. We'll be opening our phone line shortly if you have a question or two for our guest. And let me see if I have the right one here. Okay. Leon Dreher has just joined us. Leon, you were what was known as one of the Dutchmen, right?
Right.
Howard was just telling me here, if you worked on the Lehigh Canal, you were a Dutchman. And Howard, when did you say you worked? You worked in the Delaware Canal?
Swamper.
A swamper.
Swamper.
How'd they get the nickname the Dutchman? Were they mostly people of Pennsylvania Dutch extraction?
Oh, we had quite a bit of Dutchmen on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to move that up a little bit higher. That's down pretty low. I wonder if you could enlighten us a little bit about some of your experiences on the canal and how long you were a boatman, how long, some of the things you did while you were on the canal.
From 1913 to 1932. We were on the boat then in 1930, me and my brother were captain. So then in 32 is when I went to the canal quit from the Lehigh Delaware Canal.
What were your experiences? What was life like for you?
Well, it was all right. Better than today.
You had a family with you on the boat?
Yeah, me and my brother and my mother and father.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you at the time?
I was born in the race back there on the canal. I was born in 1913 and was on the canal ever since that time.
Okay, now like Howard, did you haul mostly coal?
Yeah, we haul mostly coal.
Howard, you mentioned that you started at Tricklers. The canal itself, I believe, starts up in the Monk Chunk area, doesn't it? What was that Tricklers? Was there like a depot there where you used to load? Or?
Yeah, they had a load and shoot there. That's above Northampton.
That was Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence, right.
Lawrence State.
But they used to boat from Monk Chunk and then down back before my time. Mm-hmm.
Huh? That whole thing was started by Asa Packer, wasn't it? It was also the inventor of the switchback rail. I think he was the head of the Lehigh and Cullen Navigation.
I am Church was the superintendent when we boated.
Mm-hmm.
But the
Yiko
Navigation Company is the one
that
started that.
Okay. Do you have any favorite canal boat songs?
No, I don't.
I'd like to. Yes, he does. He's the old mule skinner. We had him on the air with us one evening. We do have a song here. I'd like to play some of it for our listeners. This gentleman, I'm sure you're both familiar with him. He passed away last year, Teddy Sherman.
Yeah.
And he has one song specifically about life on the canal boat, on the Lehigh Canal. So, okay, Teddy Sherman, right? Okay, so we'll hear this and be right back.
Spring of the year has come at last, the fishing boat has gone a fast. 420 boatmen all in a flock, sitting on the seaside picking our rocks. So dance the boatman, dance, so dance the boatman, dance. Dance all night till broad daylight and go home with a girl in the morning. Hi-ho, here we go, way down the river to the Ohio. Hi-ho, go it shall, way down the river on the Lehigh Canal. A boatman is a lucky man, none can do as a boatman can. So dance the boatman, dance, so dance the boatman, dance. Dance all night till broad daylight and go home with the girls in the morning. The boatmen dance and the boatmen sing, the boatman's up to a jim-a-lackering. Sky blue jacket and a charcoal hat, look out mate boys for the night they'll catch. So dance the boatmen dance, so dance the boatmen dance. Dance all night till broad daylight and go home with the girls in the morning. And when that boatman blows his horn, look out old farmer, your rooster's gone. You stole my sheep and you stole my goat, put them in a bag and took them to the boat. So dance the boatman, dance, so dance the boatman.
Okay, there you are. That's...
Dance all night till broad daylight and go home with the girls in the morning.
It's called the Boatman's Song, and it's one of many songs that were sung as these gentlemen traversed the Lehigh Canal and down along the Delaware Canal going down toward Bristol, Pennsylvania. Another gentleman has joined us here this evening, and that is the brother of Leon Dreher. Edward Dreher is here, and Ed, you along with your brother, you ran canal boats together, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What are some of your favorite memories of that time? Well, you must have had, in the years you spent on the canal boats, you must have had a lot of memories about that.
Oh, we liked the canal. I did.
Were you sorry to see it go in the 30s when they closed it down?
Yes, it was.
If you had the chance to do it all over again, would you?
Yes, I would do it all over.
I think a lot of people would, especially people who are today into the kind of this harried world we live in. We're going to open our telephone lines up here in just a moment or two now for those of our people in our listening audience who may have some recollections of the canal years gone by, and if you have a question or comment for any of our guests. I have just one a gentleman called me. I don't know if any of you might know him. He is a fellow by the name of Bill Shepard from Pohatcong Township over in Jersey. And he wrote this afternoon. He said he is the originator of the story about the ivory soap. Supposedly ivory soap was invented on the Mars Canal over in Jersey. Are you familiar with that story?
Yeah, he saw it on that Lehigh tour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said it was invented over there.
What's that?
He said it was
but we used to go to on the Lehigh Canal.
Yeah. Well, as the story goes, I understand they developed this soap because of its ability to float, because when you were up there washing, sometimes the bar slope would flip out of your hands and down into the canal, and you had no way of retrieving it. So they developed this soap that floated, and of course it was white so that you could see it even in the dark.
And then you took a bucket and dipped it out.
Mm-hmm.
Had a rowboat into it.
And that was apparently invented over in Jersey somewhere.
I think Procter & Gamble was the one that it comes from.
Right. Edward Dreher is, note here that Lance just handed me, was he probably ran the last mule-drawn canal boat in America. That was in November of 1941.
Yeah.
That was not on the Lehigh, though, was
it? Yes, that was on the Lehigh Canal up from Lawrence, above North End,
mm-hmm.
up to Palmer St. County, which is Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Colder, which is dredged out of the river. Large.
Was that the last function then, the dredging operations mainly for canal boats?
That was at 42. They had six boats loaded for us, and the flood coming took them away.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the canal system in this area hasn't been quite the same ever since.
Yeah.
Much of it, unfortunately, has been let go or destroyed. There are some areas, and we're fortunate here in the eastern area of having one section of the canal which has been preserved. And Lance Metz will be back with us before we go off tonight to again fill you in on some of the activities coming up with the festival this weekend. We'll pause for these messages and be right back. Stay with us.
And the gentle waters ever lapping.
If it's time to replace your old range, think Hardwick and save $50. Elizabethtown Gas now has a special offer on two new deluxe gas ranges by Hardwick, the company known for cooking excellence since 1879. You can save $50 now through June 30th on two new models with many fine features, including energy-saving no-pilot ignition, balanced seat for equal temperature, clock and timer, easy-to-remove oven door that makes cleaning easier, and many other wanted features. Select one of these models in your choice of 30-inch or 36-inch size. Save energy and save money, too. Visit your nearest Elizabethtown showroom today and see these beautiful Hardwick ranges in white and a variety of colors. Price includes delivery, normal installation, and a one-year warranty on parts and service. Use our liberal credit terms. Remember, the sale ends June 30th. Your Elizabethtown Gas Appliance Showroom is in the City Federal Savings Building, Rosebery Street, Phillipsburg.
Folks from the Lehigh Valley have been raving about Schaefer Bologna for 134 years. Now there's a new product to perk up those taste buds, Ring Bologna. Schaefer Ring Bologna has a distinctive flavor all its own, the result of lean beef and pork that's cured and smoked as only Schaefer Bologna can do it. If you love Schaefer Bologna, then the all-new Ring Bologna from Schaefer will become one of your favorites. Ask for it by name. Ring Bologna from Schaefer Bologna Company. Made fresh daily right here in the Lehigh Valley.
If you're like most Americans today, you make every nickel count. You watch your food bills, utilities, and gasoline prices. Well, get good buys also on tires for your car or camper today at Tony's Tire Service. You can buy good and tough tires by Kelly Springfield for domestic and foreign cars to give you miles of peace of mind driving. Save money on tires by Kelly Springfield now at Tony's Tire Service, Center and Green Street, Phillipsburg. Your quality dealer with terms to suit your budget. Call now, Be My Guest, 258-2900, 258-4877, 258-7124, New Jersey, 454-8611.
Okay, if you have a question or comment about canal boats, give us a call tonight. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening.
Hello.
Is Mike Moore or Jack Kraft there?
Yeah, but not on this line. You're on our talk show right now.
Oh,
okay, would you hold on and somebody will take your call and we'll transfer it, okay?
All right.
Hold on, please. All right, then we're not about canals. If you do have a question or comment about the canal system in the area, if you remember perhaps as a child seeing the boats going up and down the Lehigh Canal in the area, if you'd like to join our program tonight, then be sure to give us a call now. We only have a few minutes for telephone calls. We do want to have Lance come back in here toward the end of the program and fill you in again on details of the big festival coming up this weekend. The canal boat system we have talked about as being a very viable source of transportation at one time and certainly very important to industry. Do you think there would be a place anymore for a canal boat system, given the transportation costs that we have today and the problems that we have with highways and some of the other transportation? If they bring the canal boats back again, do you think they could make a business of it?
Well, I doubt it. Because it's too slow.
Well, they that, but like up there at Common, they filled the whole canal in over there, and I got to the right port.
And part of the Delaware. Down in Bristol, that's all torn up.
Mm-hmm. How many years?
Well, it's on this all built up with homes.
How many years did you captain the canal boat?
He was a captain.
Oh, you were the captain.
Yeah, just 1 year, then 1931.
Uh-huh.
And 32, they didn't need us all, so we hired out as drivers.
And what did you do when you get down to Bristol then? You unloaded?
Yeah.
Okay. You came back empty, or there was nothing to bring back up to this area?
No, not at our times. Maybe in the early days when the canal had started. But there was boats coming up that used to bring soft coal back and sod and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That must have been fascinating to have lived in that era and participated in something like that. I know, as we were saying before about taking the canal boat right now, it's like a whole different world out there.
Well, here's the way I understand it. They used to unload groceries and everything right down here in the dam here at the 3rd Street Bridge. And up in the Whitesport there, they used to have like wholesale houses. They sold all kinds of merchandise and material.
Now, there's something at the, there are two locks in Allentown, aren't there? There's one at the Hamilton Street Dam, and then wasn't there one down further, a larger lock down at the Dye Works?
Right, Brander's Lock, yeah. That's
the
Brander's Lock.
It wasn't broader, but it was deeper.
Deeper, okay. How deep did the lock areas area, did the canal have to be to support these boats?
Well, anywhere from 5 to 6 foot, that's what we got to have water in the canal.
And what did you do in the wintertime, though? You couldn't run in the wintertime when it was frozen over, could you?
We
ran
pretty good.
You went to school in the wintertime?
Yeah, you run up till December.
Mm-hmm.
Till they got to a combat, or November, the end of November.
Okay, and then you spent some time in school, and then what would happen as soon as the thaw came, you'd be back out
back in the spring, back on the boat again.
Must have been fascinating. And this is something the whole family participated in, right?
On the Lehigh, mostly.
Uh-huh.
They had families, but Delverman never had their families on.
Now, when you get down here to east into the Forks of the Delaware, what happened then? You entered the Delaware Canal, okay, and took that all the way down. Where does the Pennsylvania Canal fit into all of this? Part of that's known as a glance.
I don't think you can hear me or not, Jim. The Pennsylvania Canal system was a state system. The Delaware Canal was built by the state of Pennsylvania as part of that system. It was the only part of the system that made any money. It was a politically designed system. It went from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, had branches coming down from Williamsport, down the entire Susquehanna area. It was basically bankrupt by the 1850s and sold off to the railroads, and some areas were operated in a sort of haphazard manner until 1900. Delaware Canal was the only part of it that made money. It was taken over Lehigh Coal Navigation and run successfully as a Lincoln part of their system until 1932.
Mm-hmm.
The Lehigh Canal operated in some manner really until 1941 because of the coal dirt, the Charlevoix at Freemansburg, using the canal for water power. It really had a strange sort of afterlife until 1941. The flood of 1942 was really what knocked the Lehigh out and ended towpath canaling in this country.
Okay, we have to take a brief break here. We'll be back with some closing thoughts in just a moment. Stay with us on Be My Guest.
Hi-ho, here we go, way down the river to the Ohio. Hi-ho, going south, way down the river on the Lehigh Canal.
Have you seen the big orange and blue 76 sign at the Bloomsbury Exit 7 on Route 78? It marks the location of Garden State Auto Truck Plaza known throughout the nation by interstate travelers and truckers. But it's become a favorite spot for local people as well. For one reason, the Garden State Plaza is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That makes it a great place to get car, truck, fuel, or service, including emergency towing and repairs. In the restaurant, you'll find hearty food at reasonable prices, any hours of the day or night. Plus, a general store which offers complete lines of health and beauty aids, Western wear, unique gifts, and so much more. Even Western Union wiring funds and money orders, 24 hours a day. For your convenience, the 76 Garden State Plaza accepts Visa and MasterCard, Union Oil and American Express credit cards. Isn't it a place you should know about? That's the 76 Garden State Auto Truck Plaza, Exit 7 off I-78, Bloomsbury, New Jersey. Stop by soon.
Shop Grohlman's 18 Center Square during their year-end sale. It's the end of Grohlman's fiscal year, which means inventory must be taken soon. Grohlman's would much rather sell their huge stock of summer fashions than count it, so everything's priced to save you money. Listen, swimsuits by Roxanne and Gantner, regularly $38 to $48, now 20% off. Cotton blend tops, regularly $16, just $8.90. Shop for these and many other exciting fashion specials at Grohlman's Center Square, Easton, during their year-end sale starting Friday. If you want to know how to get the most from your heating dollars, call Kepler's for EFM, names you can depend on.
You can depend on EFM.
Yes, Kepler's Fuel Company wants to help you get the most from your heating dollars, and the EFM warm air furnace will do it. Be an energy saver and save dollars, too. Call Kepler's at 253-4204.
You can depend on EFM. EFM.
Okay, we have just a moment or two left. I'd like to get Lance Metz back in here once again. The plans for the festival.
Okay, the festival in a sense actually starts on Saturday because our MC Walter Gibson is going to be coming down. Walter's also quite a unique canal historian. He's going to get the quadrant bookmark here in Easton talking about canals and talking about the shadow between 1 and 3. Then we kick off on 1 and 3 on Saturday, it is. Then we kick off on Sunday at 12:30 with the big event at Hugh Moore Park. We have 60 craft people. We have the canal boatmen will be honored. They'll also be talking to the public. Walter Gibson, 8 bluegrass groups and performers. And the admission is $2 a carload, 12:30 to 6, the London area to Hugh Moore Park. Please come and meet the boatmen. And please come and celebrate our nation's heritage.
Okay, fine. We'd like to thank you very much, Lance Metz, for being with us, along with Howard Swope, Edward, and Leon Greer, 3 of the boatsmen. from the Lehigh Canal years ago. Join us tomorrow night on the program. Our guest is going to be Bob Gima, copy editor of the New York Daily News, who's just returned from Northern Ireland. Till tomorrow night, on behalf of our guest, Jim.